Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club, the place investors go to gain actionable advice, learn about current market trends, and hear war stories from other professional investors out there in the field today. Before we get started, I have two quick housekeeping items to cover. First, if you like the episode, we would very much appreciate a like, subscribe, and share. It is the best way to support the show and keep it running. Second, if you are a new investor looking to get started in real estate or an experienced investor looking to take your investing to the next level, we created an ebook for you that will cover how to find deals that are actually deals, how to finance those deals with little to no money down, and how to exit those deals for maximum value. On top of that, I throw in an insane amount of free bonuses that you'll have access to once you buy the ebook. All we charge is our admin costs to keep the show running. So, if you're serious about real estate investing and want to create both active and passive income as an investor, head on over to the website at therealestateinvestingclub.com and click on the button that says Get the ebook to grab yourself a copy today. So, with that said, let's dive right in. Today we have a very special guest with us, ready to drop some investor knowledge on you. So buckle up, grab your pen and paper, and enjoy the ride. All right, and we are live. Today we have with us Brian Briscoe. Brian is the co-founder of the real estate investing firm Four Oaks Capital, host of the Amazing Diary of an Apartment Investor podcast, and active duty in the U.S. Marines stationed at the Pentagon. Brian, thank you for hopping on the show today. How are you?
Hey, thanks a lot, Gabe. I appreciate the invitation. Appreciate you taking time to have me on the show.
Absolutely. And I usually start out asking, you know, where are you calling from? But it sounds like, are you calling from the Pentagon?
I am not today. I have not yet done a podcast from the Pentagon. I've done several Zoom calls and whatnot, but I am teleworking today. And for, you know, anybody out there, it is, you know, 4:20 p.m. right now. So, you know, end of the workday. But yeah, today's telework day.
I would imagine that they would kind of frown upon on doing podcasts in the Pentagon for some reason. I feel like it's a kind of a buttoned up place over there.
You know, it's almost like the little black box. You know, you go in and it's almost like, you know, the rest of the life stops for a little while, or at least you're almost isolated in there.
In a different world,
You put your phone in a box and, you know, you sit down at your government computer and, you know, a lot of the exterior websites are, you know, blocked. So it's just a different place.
It's crazy. Yeah. We're not here to talk about the Pentagon though. We're here to talk about real estate. So why don't you get us started and just tell us your story. How'd you get started in real estate?
So I think it started, I've been military for almost 20 years now, 19 and change. I would say about 16, 17 years ago, you know, when I was still new to the military, wasn't 100% convinced that I was going to do military long term, but you know, I did, you know, get into, you know, reading some books on, you know, finances. Rich Dad Poor Dad was one of them, you know, and I remember thinking, I mean, he talks a lot about real estate in there and, you know, he's more specifically talking about commercial real estate than single family. But I remember thinking that commercial estate sounds too, real estate count sounds too complicated. I think I could do single family though, you know, so I bought a couple of books on single family, you know, on mortgages, on things like that. You know, did a lot of self-study and, you know, started trying to buy single family investment properties, you know, ended up with a handful over the years, but kind of lost sight of that. You know, I had, you know, three deployments and one overseas move in like a 5 or 6 year span, you know, and so I lost sight of the single family of buying the single family homes. Until just a couple of years ago. And I started thinking, just recalibrating basically and, you know, resetting and looked at where I wanted to get to. And, you know, 15 years ago when I was 20 something buying homes, you know, I had my whole life ahead of me. I didn't really have this, you know, big plan or big goal or timeline. It was just like, I'll just start buying houses.
Yep.
But yeah, now I'm in my 40s and it's just like, okay, now I have a timeline, you know, now I need to accelerate things. So realized really quickly that the amount of single family houses I would need to get to where I want to get was a large number, you know, 60 to 100, is what I had estimated. And that just didn't sit well. I'm like, all right, so that's 60 places I have to find and then inspect and then, you know, get under contract and everything else and, you know, find a down payment on. And, you know, it just seemed like it was a whole lot of work, you know, and not that I'm adverse to work, but yeah, somewhere along those lines, you know, I read a book on multifamily. And I'm like, you know what? I could do that. And it just resonated, you know, it's just like, hey, you know, you're looking at a 25 unit apartment. It's like buy one, get 24 free, you know,
it's a package deal. You got to love
it. Yeah. You know, and I thought, okay, you know, so if I need 60 to 100 single family units, you know, I can either buy 60 to 100 or I can just start buying apartments and I can scale a lot quicker. So started putting a lot of time and energy into researching it. And, you know, I'm not going to say it's all rainbows and unicorns. It's a lot of hard work. You know, it's a lot of effort getting this business rolling. You know, I was talking to, you know, somebody in a networking call earlier today, and, you know, he made the point, you know, it's like pushing a large boulder uphill for 2 years, you know, is what it's taken to get here. But we're at the point right now to where, you know, things are starting to, you know, bear fruit, you know? So, yeah, that's where we're at right now. I got a couple of partners, companies, Four Oaks Capital, as you mentioned in my bio. You know, we have 4 apartment buildings that we've closed on that we're operating right now. One more that we have under contract. And, you know, just today, not sure when this will air, but just today we got another unit, another LOI sent out. So hopefully we'll have, you know, another contract in the next week or so. But I'm optimistic. I'm an optimist, you know, so LOIs equal contracts to me.
I love it. And yeah, I mean, yeah, you got to have a positive attitude when you're sending stuff out, because I mean, we try to get, you know, deals that we really, really are excited about. So a lot of our LOIs do not go answered. So I like that I like your story. I like that you kind of equated it to rolling a boulder up a hill. And that resonates with me, especially when I got started. Like, it is hard to get this business going. Like, you know, especially if you're trying to do large things. Like, we're in mobile home parks, mobile home and RV parks. So we're doing, you know, multi-unit things. It's not quite multi-family like you're in, but, you know, it's the same kind of boat.
Yeah. It's a little simpler from one perspective, but yeah. Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, it is. It's just like rolling that boulder up the hill. So what was, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people listening, watching that are in the new stages. So what was kind of, take us through the first year. How did you get started looking into multifamily and then, up to the first close that you did?
You know, for first year, you know, from when I actively started, I mean, there was a lot of podcasting and listening to podcasts and reading books. I'm not going to include that in my first year. I think, you know, we'll start the clock on the first time I actually went and toured a property. You know, I started looking at, you know, 6 units and 8 units and, you know, 10 unit properties, toured a couple, you know, and I had this idea of multifamily, but I remember walking out of one of them after I toured and just thinking, I don't even know if this is a good deal. You know, how do I mean, there's the price on the paper. He's like, there's the rents. I'm like, another expenses, but what are they? You know, so that was, you know, my podcast education, you know, and I had a lot of energy and I really wanted to do it. But then I realized I there's a couple of things I still need to learn, you know, so bought into a, you know, one of those paid for online classes on how to do apartments. Ended up going to a big networking event a little later on, got into, you know, Michael Blunt coaching program, you know, and that went well. But, you know, I went from, you know, walking in and out of units thinking, is this a good deal? You know, to being able to analyze and underwrite and, you know, look at what the returns are going to be and, you know, just kind of project what's going on. So, I think that was a crucial first step, was just learning how to work the numbers. And I got 2 degrees in math, so numbers were easy for me. But, you know, just realizing how everything comes together and I think knowing a little better, you know, what to expect on expenses and and whatnot really helped out.
Go ahead. I was just going to say the hard part is that, I mean, a lot of that does come with experience. I mean, I remember like reading the books and understanding it kind of conceptually, but when I would put in offers, I was just like, I hope this is a good deal. It made sense on paper, but you know, being able to actually go through it and then manage a property afterwards kind of gives you a little bit more clarity for that.
Yeah. You know, and now it's a lot easier, you know, after focusing on one area, underwriting properties, you know, I started focusing in South Carolina, but after, you know, reviewing property after property after property, I got better at it. And I knew when things were over. I mean, I know that a one bedroom apartment in South Carolina, for example, is going to, if it's, you know, central water bill, you know, if it's one bedroom, it's about $35 a month. If it's a two bedroom, it's going to be about, you know, $40 to $45 a month. So quick sniff test, you know, we just estimate $40 per unit per month for water, multiply it by 12, and we can just look at the number and say, oh my gosh, their water bill is way too high. What's going on there? You know, so yeah, so part of it was, you know, I think the next step in the journey was being able to focus on one particular area. And this is something my mentor really helped me with. I was all over the map, and he's like, hey, Brian, focus. He's like, pick one or two metros and focus. And my response was, but you know, one or two metros, I mean, I'm not going to have deal flow. He's like, if you focus, you will.
Yep.
I'm like, all right. Yeah. So, you know, I hit the I believe button. And you know, he was right. You know, you started focusing in one area and you actually started building relationships with brokers, you know, and that was also a difficult part was, you know, it took, you know, I probably made 100 cold calls to different brokers, you know, sent even more emails. You know, I got to the point to where I was trying to figure out how can I get these brokers to pay attention to me? And the best way I figured it out prior to getting my first deal, best way I figured it out was I was sending an email to them as an introduction. And then, you know, it'd be a quick, you know, maybe a 20-second read. And then at the bottom saying, hey, I'll follow up with a phone call. And then the next day I'd call them. And amazingly, that's what got the biggest response rate as far as, you know, brokers answering my calls and talking with me. But, you know, I experimented with that one, but like I said, I must've cold called at least 100 brokers before getting a handful to take me seriously. And part of that was, you know, maybe the first couple of broker calls, you know, I was completely and woefully underprepared because I just didn't know what it took to buy an apartment, you know. And in my first broker call, they asked me what my criteria was. And I'm like, I want to buy an apartment, you know,
I want something, many bedrooms. I don't know.
Yeah. Just an apartment, you know? And, I'm sure the broker was just like, yeah, I'm not talking to this guy ever again, you know? And, you know, so I learned to, you know, define my criteria, and then I called him up and like, okay, well, where's your money coming from? I'm like, I don't know, other people, you know? And so, okay, went back to the drawing board. And I think as, you know, through the process of the 100 calls, you know, I started learning, okay, they're all asking me the same thing, you know? And I realized now they were vetting me. They're basically, am I going to waste time with this guy? You know,
yep.
Brokers get paid off of commission. They get paid when they make a sale. So they don't want to waste their time on somebody who's just going to chew up bandwidth. But yeah, I mean, through the 100 or so calls, you know, each time I was asked a question that I couldn't answer, I started thinking, well, why did he ask me that? Why is that important? And okay, now I guess I need to figure it out. You know, I learned some brand new terms on some of those calls. You know, I didn't know what a key principle was until I talked to a broker. He asked, okay, well, you don't have the net worth for this $5 million property. Do you have a key principle? And I'm like, what's that? You know? And of course that broker wrote me off immediately, but you know, I went back and said, okay, what's a key principle? I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. And actually we did have somebody lined up as a key principal. I just didn't know what it was called. But you know, end of the day, you know, getting past that broker shroud or piercing that broker shroud was you know, a marathon event. You know, it wasn't you know, it wasn't easy. But yeah, that's kind of the journey. We finally got a couple of brokers to take us seriously, and you know, picked up some partners along the way, you know, and formed Four Oaks Capital. But you know, so first deal, I think the biggest thing for a broker to take you seriously is closing. You know, we closed on our first deal, and
absolutely,
oh my gosh, I mean, it was like magical. Brokers are now calling us, you know. Hey, can I sell you this apartment? Sure. You know, I mean, but, yeah, so that's kind of the path, and a lot of the hurdles we came to.
Cool. Yeah. No, it is kind of crazy. You know, you mentioned going back to that uphill battle kind of idea. Mm-hmm. It is like that at the beginning, especially when you're trying to find deals. That was the hardest part for me, is just finding a deal. Yeah. And you're right. Once you get the first one done, things start to pick up. But you know, if there's people listening, watching, and you haven't done your first one, just keep pressing on, because, you know, if you just keep putting the effort into it, eventually it will turn up, and then the doors will kind of open a little bit wider for you. But you do have to just believe, just hit that believe button until you get to that level.
Yeah. And eventually, you know, it's like you create your own luck, you know, hard work and effort. You know, you see, I see a lot of posts like this on social media. You know, the harder I work, the luckier I get. And that's, you know, we've had a couple of deals fall into our laps, you know, put an LOI out today on a 167 unit property that just kind of fell in our lap, you know, but
nice.
Hopefully we'll get that one. But I tell you what, you know, my partner Eric's our acquisitions guy, you know, he's probably on the phone calling brokers, you know, several hours during the day, you know, so, so when something falls in our lap, it's not lucky, you know, it's, you know, I made 100, you know, at least 100 calls to different brokers before we got our first one under contract, you know, and he's making, you know, I don't know how many, but, you know, probably double digit number of calls every week to various brokers saying, hey, you know, what do you got for me? You know, reminding them, hey, this is our criteria. And, you know, if you got something, we can close quickly. We can, you know, we can close is the message he's getting, putting out there.
I mean, it's awesome that you're working in a team. I have a partnership as well. How do you guys split up your team? What is the roles that each person takes?
So Eric's our acquisitions guy. So he's taking everything up to, deal finding, underwriting, due diligence. He takes care of the loan for us, you know, fills out the loan application, basically everything required to get up to close. And then partner Todd, he does the bulk of the asset management. I mean, Brian Mallon is also into the asset. The more assets we get, you know, the more of a task asset management is. Mm-hmm. At first, I was the asset manager, and we had to pivot because I work at the Pentagon, and, you know, somebody said, hey, I want you to start working a different schedule, and my schedule completely changed. So, so we had to pivot, and that's when, you know, Todd and Brian took up the asset management. They're doing a fabulous job with it. You know, Brian handles portals, websites, you know, a lot of the background stuff that you need to run a business, bank accounts, you know, make sure everybody gets paid, on time and whatnot. Investor communication, you know, so he's the one that's, you know, setting our CRM up for, you know, send out the emails and everything else. And I'm kind of the public face of the company for now. I help out with the other aspects when I can. You know, I've got 2 degrees in math. So, you know, part of what I'm doing is, you know, working on the finance part, you know, making sure that, you know, our numbers and our projections are good. But because of my active duty day job, they're doing the bulk of the day-to-day routine stuff. You know, the podcast is, you know, 100% my baby, you know, so running the podcast, basically the forward facing, the LinkedIn's, the marketing portion. So I think most people, when they think of Four Oaks Capital right now, my face will come up, but that's just, you know, temporary until I retire. Cause most of that stuff I can do, you know, regardless of what my Pentagon schedule is.
Nice. I like it. Yeah. And where are you guys investing? I know you said South Carolina. Is that primarily where you're buying your units, or is it just all over the United States?
You know, we like the Southeast. We've had a lot of traction in South Carolina, but the property that we put an offer in on today is in Georgia. You know, Augusta, Georgia. It's actually on the border with South Carolina. So, you know, I guess you could say, you know, South Carolina, but we like the Carolinas. We like Georgia, you know, kind of that area.
Cool. I like it. Well, hey, we have passed the 20-minute mark. I don't think I've ever hit 20 minutes, but we are at the end of the episode here. So I got to push us into the next section, which is the quick question round. And this starts with your books. I'm a good big bookie, so I like to ask people what books they recommend. So give us one book recommendation for real estate and then one book recommendation just for general life wisdom.
Real estate, I think the best real estate book I've read recently is, you know, Hunter Thompson, the Raising Capital book. I thought it was a great book. And then, you know, my favorite book of all time is the Book of Mormon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So gives you a little insight. I'm a religious person as well. So if you didn't catch that, you know, that's me.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Next question is habits. Habits kind of form the foundation of our life. So if you could pinpoint one habit that you feel has contributed the most to your success today, what would that be?
You know, habits is something that I've always been working on, you know, but I think the best habit that I have is just being able to every day say, you know, what's the most important thing that I get done today, you know? And, you know, I'm going to retire in about a year and I keep a countdown. And I think that countdown is really helping me to focus on what I need to focus on, you know? So I got 342 days until, you know, I hang the uniform up forever.
Oop, looks like Brian just froze there. So we'll see if he comes back in the next 30 seconds to a minute, and I'll just keep talking. If he froze for good, then I guess we're going to have to end this episode a little bit early. If not, then hopefully we can get him back on. This is one of the beauties of Zoom, is that sometimes it just does its own thing. So Zoom people, if you're listening to this one, help us out with the occasional freezing. It looks like Brian is not able to come back with us. So I'm going to put Brian's contact information in the show notes. So if anybody wants to reach out to Brian, go ahead and click down below. He did have a closing statement. And so Four Oaks Capital is his company. He also has the podcast that we listed earlier. If you want to reach out to Brian, click on the link in the show notes below. Other than that, again, the best way to support the show is just to subscribe, like, and share this episode with your friends and family. Again, thank you guys for showing up today, and I hope you have an absolutely fantastic week. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode and were able to pull some actionable advice that you can go home with and apply to your own investing business. Before you go, I have a gift for you. If you're a new investor looking to get started or an established investor looking to take your business to the next level, I've created an ebook just for you available on the website. This ebook will cover how I was able to create both active and passive income in real estate with very little money to start with. In it, I will address the three most often cited obstacles new and veteran investors run into by showing you how to find a deal that's actually a deal, how to finance that deal with little to no money down, and how to exit a deal for maximum value. And if you get the ebook today, I'm going to bury you in bonuses, 7 of them to be exact. First, you'll get the off-market lead generation blueprint, which will take you through the exact systems and processes we use to generate off-market leads like clockwork, which is the most important skill when it comes to creating real wealth in real estate. Then you'll get the A to Z REI systems and vendors guide, which will allow you to peek under the hood of our business and see the exact tools and systems and even the vendors we use to grow our business. After that, you will get the top 100 best performing keywords pack, which will give you the exact keywords we use to target
leads online and generate leads without having to lift a finger. Next, you'll get the contracts bundle for wholesaling and renting real estate, which will give you access to all of the contracts we use in the field to execute all types of transactions. After that, you'll get the investor's quick analysis calculator and offer tool, which will allow you to quickly calculate whether a deal is an actual deal and will allow you to create an offer automatically from those calculations. Next up, we'll give you the investor's daily success tracker, which is a tracker you can use to ensure you are taking the right actions day in and day out to reach your financial goals in real estate. And finally, you will get the wholesaler's template for quick assignment cash, which will give you the templates we use to present our wholesale deals professionally and efficiently to our buyers. I know that is a ton of things to say. I'm glad you were able to stick with it. So you'll get both the ebook and all of those 7 free bonuses. When you download the ebook today, all we charge is the admin cost to run the show. So if you are interested in the ebook and the bonus bundle, head on over to the website at therealestateinvestingclub.com. Click on Get the Ebook Bundle at the top of the page and take advantage of that deal. With that housekeeping item covered, I hope you have an absolutely fantastic day and even better week. Keep rocking real estate, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
All right, before I officially sign off, I have a quick announcement to make. If you're interested in becoming a passive investor in one of my deals, my own company, Kaizen Properties, is looking for capital partners for our upcoming projects. We invest in what are known as recession-resistant assets, mainly self-storage facilities, mobile home and RV parks, and industrial properties. If you're interested in investing and would like to learn a little bit more about my company, our investing criteria, and some of the previous projects we've done, go to the Real Estate Investing Club podcast at therealestateinvestingclub.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. Click on the Invest With Us button. That'll pop up the investor form. Fill that out and we will reach back out to you as soon as we can. Or if you prefer a little bit more of a personal touch, you can reach out to me at gabe@therealestateinvestingclub.com. So really, that is it. Again, it was a pleasure hanging out with you guys during this episode, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.